Okay, so I guess we can start. So, as always, I'm just going to give a little bit of introduction first of all, and then we will try it out in practice afterwards. So one of the critical issues, as always in meditation practice, is how to get the mind ready for the meditation, and also how to kind of improve the state of mind, if you like, as you meditate. And of course, the point here is to have a mind that is relatively clear, right? Relatively mindful, relatively present. But ideally also, what you want to do is to have a sense of gladness in there, a mind that is uplifted. Of course, sometimes there are people who are depressed or whatever. In that case, meditation also has its place. But eventually, we want to move to this place where we feel a sense of gladness and even joy in the practice. Because that becomes a very powerful glue for the meditation. The mind fixes onto it, and it becomes very easy to do this. So this is one of the critical things. There's always, how do we get there? And there's many different ways, but remember, the Buddhist path is like an integrated package. Everything goes together. And the more you understand how all of this integrates, the more able you are to guide yourself and do the right thing in your meditation practice. So one of the ways of supporting meditation is to remember that how you live your ordinary life has this powerful impact on your meditation, whether you what your attitude to your ordinary actions in life are, what your attitude to when you're doing something out of generosity, what your attitude is in that case, all of that will have a very powerful effect in your meditation practice. And I can see this in myself. It is so obvious when you reflect on these things. Just the other day, I was giving a Vinaya class. It's like rules of the, for monastics at the monastery. And I could see in my mind the various kinds of intentions arising. And at some point, I thought, oh no, I don't want to do this Vinaya class. I really, you know. And it's such a negative thing. And you know it's not going to give you any happiness whatsoever when you have that kind of attitude, right? It's terrible. But I know that, you know, you can change your mind state so easily by changing your attitude, by looking things at a different way. And then I realize another problem with the Vinaya class, sometimes you get into arguments because it's easy to argue about things in the Vinaya, many little things. And that arguing mind is like an intellectual mind trying to solve riddles and problems. That too doesn't give you any happiness. But when I thought of actually all these young monastics here, people just coming to the path, just coming through, they actually want to learn about the Vinaya. I have the knowledge of these things. I have the ability to teach them what this is about. And when I felt that I had an ability to give a gift to the people around me, then I felt really happy and I really wanted to do that Vinaya class. All within the span of a few minutes, right? Changing your perception, looking at what you're doing in a different way. And everything in life can be like that. Every time you open your mouth, every time you do something, your attitude is the crucial thing. If you can do things with an attitude of that you are helping somebody. And almost everything we do, there is somebody who is the beneficiary of what we're doing. When we say something, when we clean something, when we do something. And when you think about the beneficiary that you're supporting and helping somebody, at that point, it gives you a sense of uplift, of gladness, of joy even. And it becomes a powerful source for spiritual growth in yourself. And then when you sit down in meditation, these things will come back to you almost automatically. Because these are, you know, it's almost, you know that you're doing something spiritual when you meditate. And then you allow these memories to come back to you. And then it lifts up your meditation, your entire mind state. And it kind of carries you forward. And it becomes the glue which enables meditation to work. Not just that, but one of the things that I was saying yesterday, which is also quite nice, is to think of the meditation itself. Sometimes you may think about meditation as like a selfish practice, you know, sitting down, closing your eyes, looking after yourself. And of course, there is that aspect to it too. We are certainly looking after ourselves. There's nothing wrong with doing that at all. But also, remember, meditation, whatever you do, also affects other people, right? You come out of the meditation, you're more kind afterwards. You have an impact on other people that is much more peaceful and beautiful and kinder. And because of that, it actually it has a lot of impact on the world around you. So when you think about that, when you sit down, I'm doing something now which has an impact not just on myself, but also on the world and the people around me. Bring that to mind in a meditation practice. Make your meditation itself a gift to the people around you, to the world at large. And then that, just that, lifts your mind straight up right there. And you start to, you're heading in the right direction. You're kind of looking at things in such a way. Your attitude is right. And when your attitude is right, that is when meditation really becomes possible. Okay, so that's just a few hints about how to go about thinking in the right way, the right attitude, recollection of generosity and good actions. And now let's try that in practice. Okay, so as always, just start off by just relaxing, making sure that you're nice and comfortable, that you are at ease, and just always make sure you spend enough time on the beginning stages of the meditation practice, because if you do that, the whole process would be so much faster and so much easier as a consequence. So just learn to be at ease, learn to relax. Learn to feel that ease of the body, when the body is no longer a concern, and all that is really left is the mind. And just make sure that you stay with the body for as long as it takes. And just notice this beautiful transition from relaxing the body to becoming mindful. It's almost as if by relaxing the body and by also thereby relaxing the mind, it's as if things become more pleasant. And when things become more pleasant, mindfulness tends to arise as a consequence. Just observe that. It's a beautiful process. It's very easy and very natural once you get into the habit of doing it the right way. And as you are doing this and you find that your mindfulness is becoming stronger, remember that your attitude is a crucial thing in this whole meditation practice. So just remind yourself that when you meditate, you're not just affecting yourself, it's not just a selfish practice. All these other people in the world are affected by what you are doing. All the people you meet, and perhaps also many of the people you don't meet during your day. What a wonderful thing that is. What a powerful thing it is that you can just sit down, enjoy the meditation, at the same time have so much effect on the people around you. Allow that to inspire you, lift you up to a new level, and allow the mindfulness to become even more powerful. And just try to keep that perception at the back of your mind that you're doing a service to so many people just by sitting down and doing your meditation practice. And as you keep that at the back of your mind, at the same time, just very gently, no force, no effort, just allow the breath to come into your perception. Just very carefully be aware of the breath. No force, no willpower, as if the breath can come and go whenever it wants. And that combined with the perception of generosity, and see where that gets you. Okay, we're now coming towards the end of the meditation. So once again, just ask yourself how you feel now compared to when you started, and try to understand the process. If you feel better, why is that the case? What are the perceptions that you have developed? What are the things you have let go of? And as you understand this, you understand how to take charge of your meditation practice. Okay, are there any questions or comments about the meditation today here? Everybody okay? Good. Okay, good. Excellent. It's wonderful. Yeah. Great, thank you. Okay, so the first person here is from Chelsea, from Malaysia. I have insomnia, and I heard that meditation improves sleep. But after meditation, I feel I become more energetic and awake. Should I avoid meditation as a means to treat my insomnia? Okay, so that is if you are becoming more awake when you meditate, that's usually a good sign, because it may, you know, if you are, because meditation is a way of resting the mind. So very often after meditation, you are more effective in your work or whatever it is, and you have more mental power. So maybe you don't need to sleep so much. Maybe you can cut down on your sleep. Maybe that is the problem there. So maybe you just keep on meditating until you start to feel tired, right? And then you can go to sleep. Because sometimes you just have to, if you do get more energetic through your meditation, usually it's a positive sign. And usually it means that you don't actually have any great need of sleeping at that time. Otherwise, you tend to start nodding and kind of falling asleep while you meditate. So I wouldn't give up on the meditation quite yet. Try it a bit more and see what it does for you. And usually it will have some kind of beneficial effect. One of the main reasons why people have insomnia is because there's all kind of thinking going on in the mind, right? You thinking about this, thinking about that, worrying about the future and the past or whatever it is. And meditation is a way of kind of gaining some peace with the thinking mind. So one of the things that you should ask yourself is, what is your mind state like when you meditate? Are you finding that peace? Or are you just thinking? What's going on there? And if you're finding peace, that is a good sign. It means that it should, in the end, it should help you with falling asleep as well. But keep on investigating. It's good that you ask these kind of questions. Keep on investigating and see what happens. And then hopefully you will find the right solution to this. Okay. Next person is Esteban from the USA. My question regarding meditation is, I sometimes catch myself falling asleep when meditating. You have the opposite problem to the previous one. That's interesting. When that happens, should I fight it off or drift deeper? Okay, I would say I usually just follow Ajahn Brahm's guidance, which is not to fight it off, because if you fight it off, you are remember, this is a natural thing that happens in the mind, right? You feel tired, something is going on there, and you're fighting a natural tendency. There's a clash there inside of you. It's always going to be painful, always going to be negative consequences from that. So just allow you, sometimes what happens is that you just allow yourself to fall asleep or to nod a little bit or whatever it is, or if you know, and then after a few minutes, suddenly the mind brightens up and you feel, whoa, now I'm ready to meditate. I know some very good meditators who do just that, and they're really good meditators. They nod for a while, fall asleep perhaps, then they wake up and the mind is really clear afterwards. So don't fight it, allow it to go its course. If you find that the sleepiness is very persistent, then it could be that the mind just lacks energy in general. And that can be because maybe there's a little bit of depression in the mind, or because maybe you haven't done enough of the basic factors of the path, right? Such as kindness and generosity. These are the things that energize the mind. So that sometimes you just have to go back to basics again. Get the basics into place. That will energize the mind. Then the meditation comes. So tiredness comes in different varieties. And you have to know what kind of variety of tiredness you have. And then you will be able to figure out what to do about it. Okay, last one is from Laurie, also from the USA. I haven't been a meditator for a very long time. I still find it hard to settle the mind. I'm just looking for encouragement that if I keep practicing, this will become better. Please advise. Okay. Encouragement. It will become better. Please continue. That's the encouragement. Keep on practicing. Yes, it becomes better with time, but remember, one of the important things on the Buddhist path is that it is an integrated path. Don't think that meditation is an individual practice that just is enough on its own. You have to combine it with ethics. You have to combine it with kindness. You have to combine it with generosity and compassion. You have to combine it with all of these other things. And also with the way you think. Start to think in a different way. Change your attitudes. All of these things will eventually bring peace to your mind if you keep on doing it. It's this integrated path which is very powerful. Meditation on its own is only going to take you so far. Give you a little bit of peace, but not that much. When you integrate it with the rest of the path, that's when it becomes very powerful. So remember that. And then don't expect results too quickly. It tends to take a bit of time, right? Allow a few months at least before you look at your practice. But over the span of a few months, you should start to see little changes happening here. And the majority of people who keep on practicing is because they see a gradual shift, right? They're really getting something out of the meditation practice. If you find that your meditation stagnates and you're not getting anything out of it, then you have to just ask yourself why that is the case. There will be some reason there, some blockage which is blocking you. Something in your conduct, something in the way you live, somehow, something to do with the way you think, right? This will be the basic problems. The meditation itself is very simple. You just sit down and relax and things tend to happen. So it's the foundations which are the problem sometimes. Okay. Okay, very good. That's all for now. So let's just pay homage to Buddha Dhamma Sangha.